Today is July 25th, 2020 at 11:10 a.m. How old are you?
I am 8 years old.
What is your job?
My job is to finish my schoolwork every day on a school day and have fun.
Where do you live? What town do you live in?
Danville.
What's it like to live in Danville?
I just think it's really fun because I get to go to my school with my best friends and we play together and we go in class together, and then I live on a property, so there's a lot of people with me, so that's fun.
When you first heard about the coronavirus, what did you think about it?
That it was kind of like a little scary, and then I was like, I won't be able to be with my big family, so like, it won't be normal. What will I do?
Have your thoughts changed since you first heard about it? What do you think about it now?
I think it's fine because I'm used to it now.
How is your daily life different during coronavirus?
I can't go out to my favorite restaurants or go to my favorite toy stores, but I can shop online on them. It's just, I like going to them. And then, yeah.
Anything else that's different about your daily life?
That I have to do my school at home now.
Is there anything, like anything that's happening during coronavirus or COVID that seems to be really important to people?
My grandma has like breast cancer, so that's important to us right now. And my mom's mom's bird, it's a parrot. He died a while ago because he was a very old bird. And we have my mom's grandma, and we want to make sure she's safe.
Is there anything that seems to be worrying people?
Yeah, because right now a lot of people are going out, so more people are getting COVID, and like the risk of getting it is higher. So that's worrying people.
What do you think the hardest part of the COVID pandemic is where you live?
It's hard not to be with your friends. And family.
Are businesses staying open during COVID, or what are they doing right now?
Some of them are closing down, like say the Oakland Zoo. And some businesses, the government says they should stay open, so yeah.
Why do you think some should stay open? Or why do you think the government says some should stay open?
Because some of them are important and you need them.
Like what?
Target or Amazon, like, you need those things.
How do you think that people's jobs have changed since COVID started?
We've been at home more and you have to do more Zooms, or Google meetings, and you're online more.
How has your job changed since COVID started?
I got to have a lot of fun in my swimming pool, and I got to run around my property, and it was fun.
How do you think that COVID has impacted families?
The families, they're just worried now and less active, and then they aren't near people more. So
how are people in your neighborhood responding to the pandemic?
They're missing their family a lot and their friends too.
Is there anything that they're doing or not doing?
They're not, my friends aren't, they're not going, out to, restaurants or anything. So, they're not doing that much. They're just staying at home.
What do you think life is going to be like here in 1 year?
We'll have to get used to what we're doing now, sort of. Except for if we go on a vacation, it's gonna be let's say Disneyland. You have to be 6 feet apart in the lines, which means it'll probably take longer for you to get to go on your favorite ride. Say it's a very popular ride, the Incredicoaster, the brand new one, which I love. So I gotta get a fast pass for that. But those are probably gonna be used a lot too, because the line's gonna be even longer, because you have to be 6 feet, which means that some of the carts will be closed because you have to be maybe a few carts away from people. So the lines will be longer. So more of the fast passes will be used. And if you're going to say a beach, I'm pretty sure that a lot of the space would be taken up. So it's just gonna change. You have to find your own space to have a good time. So
when you're an adult, what do you want kids your age to remember about what life was like right now?
I want them to remember that we are kind of going through the Black civil rights at this time, again. And then I want them to remember to stay safe in a virus like this, as safe as a lot of people are doing right now. And make sure that they stay healthy and they stay home.
Do you have any other stories or any other thoughts that you want to share?
I have, I think, a couple others. Also, I don't know how, like, do you know how Halloween's gonna go?
I don't know how Halloween's gonna go. Do you, what do you think about Halloween?
That, like, you make your friends, like, quarantine for 2 weeks, and then just to make sure you get tested, and then maybe you can go trick-or-treating to their houses.
So if people can do it safely, maybe we can do it the way we've always done it.
Just not with, like, so many houses.
How do you feel about that difference?
Well, I don't know, because I know a few people with their birthdays on that day. So that's also going to be very hard. Mm-hmm. So.
How have you celebrated big milestones, like birthdays, since you've been?
I would drive by, like, my friends' houses and or my teacher's houses, and I'd be, and we would just, like, scream and honk our horns on the car, and then they'd be super excited. And this happened a few weeks ago where my friend's dad died, so we made him a special basket. My class did together. Mm-hmm. And it got sent to his house, and he felt very appreciated. So that's another way we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other stories you want to share?
I'm not sure. I think that's all.
That's all? Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate you. I'm going to turn this off, so just give me 1 minute, okay? Mm-hmm.